Well, you look at what happened to Navaler, I suppose, a fight in relegation, Brendan, to keep their senior status. But it's like a team that have just turned the corner. You know, when you've two county midfielders, and that's what you had with Nagail, like you've Jack Barry and Tiamat O'Connor, there's expectations high in that middle diamond that you're going to be winning. And that's what they actually have done. But on the same token, Stephen O'Connor, he was outstanding against your own club, Dr. Crokes. But what I saw that day actually in the up in Killeen, that they grew in. If you create a battle with Nagail, Nagail have something deep in reserve to, you know, come out and win that battle. It's like the war of attrition. That's, and add in a little bit of county class then, and depth subs to like Dan Goggin to come off the bench, and that'll determine a lot of results as well the weekend. Who's the stronger bench coming on? It's about to finish in the last 10 minutes, but they have players to come on and make an impact, and they've been a revelation in the Garvey Senior County Championship. But you have to be fair to McKerry as well. They're just a spread of talent, and if you were to pick, I suppose, the two best divisional sides at the start of the championship, and it's because of their, you'd pick East Kerry number one, and you're more than likely, with all due respect to the other divisional sides, you would pick Mid Kerry because of the form that they've hit over the last number of years, you know, reaching the final and all that. So that's what Mid Kerry are going to bring into this, and they have a serious panel of players as well, and Ian O'Connor's playing serious football as well in that half forward line, and there's a number of other players as well for, you know, the experience of the Kilkenny at half-back, and, you know, a number of other Glyn Biglin Carr players, both were players, and Mike Breen, of course, as well, the man that's in with the Kerry set-up. So, look, if there was to be an upset this weekend, maybe there might be one or two, and known sport, there are always upsets. If they hit form, and if the county players hit form, they could really turn over this McKerry side. But having said that, McKerry on paper should be winning against this McGill side, purely because they're catchment area and the number of serious players. But the club side, there's something about a club, they're so bonded, and when they have to dig deep, they can come out on top. So this could be a very close game as well, Brendan.